corporations across the board are enjoying huge profits and the stock market is up about 9% lately. In contrast, unemployment rates are higher than at the beginning of this year. To talk more about what seems like a disconnect to many people, we called David Wessel. He's economics editor of the Wall Street Journal and a regular guest here on Morning Edition. David, welcome back.
Good morning, Steve.
Okay, when we say profits are up, how much? How well are companies doing?
A lot. We're beginning to get the second quarter profits. You know, some companies aren't doing well. Some winners, like Goldman Sachs, had a bad quarter. But the season is off to an amazingly strong start. Drug company Abbott Labs up 50%, they said yesterday. United Technologies, which make elevators and aircraft engines, up 19%. Harley-Davidson said motorcycle sales are up. Their earnings more than doubled. There's an economic commentator, Ed Yardeni, who does a daily tally. And as of last night, he says that of the 100 companies in the S&P 500 who've reported so far, their profits are up nearly 12% on average over last year.
I'm trying to figure that out. I mean, if the construction industry is lousy, you've got an elevator company making profits, you've got people that aren't spending a lot of money, and yet Harley-Davidson has more profits on motorcycles. What's going on there?
Well, people are buying motorcycles. The sales of motorcycles rose in the United States for the first time in more than 4 years. But the reason the bottom lines are getting fatter is, one, these big companies are getting a lot more of their business from overseas now. Many big companies, a typical big company, sells more than half its stuff somewhere else. And particularly in China and other emerging markets, business is really, really good. But another reason is that the companies are pursuing relentless cost-cutting, getting more out of each hour of work. So even little increases in sales mean really big profits.
Increase in productivity, that's what you're talking about here.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, how much more can companies really get out of their workforces?
Well, that's a good question. You'd think that eventually they'd have to add workers or make the workers they have work longer hours. But people have been saying that's going to happen any day now for about 2 years. In all, we lost more than 8 million jobs in the recession. We've only got 2 million back so far. And so far this year, we've added 120,000 a month. So you can see how long it would take to get back to
years.
Full employment. And we see now, we have a story on the front page of the Wall Street Journal today, that there's a new round of layoffs. It's not only that companies aren't hiring, some of them are actually cutting their workforces again. I think there are a couple of reasons. One is they're simply not confident that there's demand for their product. There's a lot of uncertainty, not only about the economy, but about government policy. And then many of them are still finding ways to increase productivity, pushing people to work harder, some using new technology, some with outsourcing, and we don't seem to be at the end of that string yet.
David, we just got about 10 seconds here. Are companies at least being more generous with the employees they've got?
No. Wages are not going up. The typical full-time man made $828 a week in the second quarter. Adjusted for inflation, that's less than in 2002.
Wow. Okay, David, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
That's David Wessel, economics editor of the Wall Street Journal.